Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with your hosts, me, Steve Thomas.
And myself, Leslie Thomas.
We are the husband and wife team behind Alpine Property Investments, helping clients to find their dream property in the mountains of France and Switzerland.
The aim of this podcast is to share with you everything to do with purchasing a ski property, including the where, what, why, and how to buy.
With real insider information that comes from knowing the mountains as intimately as we do. To us, this is not just a business, but a real demonstration of helping clients invest in lifestyle.
We want this podcast to be your go-to place for all things buying and owning a ski property. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Alpine Property Podcast with me, Leslie Thomas. With the ski season now well underway and the client searching for a property already up on last year, I'm taking over the podcast for this week from Steve, who is with clients and planning a trip out to the French Alps next week. I thought this week it would be useful to return to the topic of the questions you should initially ask yourself if you are considering purchasing your own second home, either in the French or Swiss Alps, whether you're dreaming of a cozy chalet in Chamonix or a sleek apartment in Verbier. Here are some questions for you to consider. Question one, where do you want to buy? Now, this might sound like an obvious question, but doing your homework to first understand not only which country do you want to buy in, but the type of resort that will suit you and your family. Take your time to research and identify the perfect Alpine location that suits your lifestyle, skiing preferences, and budget. Are you looking for somewhere that has an active and vibrant après-ski, for example? Or would somewhere quieter and more traditional be more suited to you? Or perhaps somewhere that offers a mix of all of this? The more you can crystallize what it is you are looking for, the less overwhelming you will find the search process. Each resort has its unique charm and advantages, so make sure you explore them all. We have huge knowledge and experience of all the main resorts in the French and Swiss Alps, and have discussed many of these in previous episodes of the podcast. Alternatively, reach out to us. Details are in the show notes to discuss what you are looking for. Question two, what is your budget? Setting a realistic budget will actually help with deciding on where you want to buy also, as price per meter squared vary significantly in different parts of the Alps. Remember to account for all the costs involved, including property purchase, maintenance, taxes, and any potential renovations required on the property you purchase. Staying within your financial comfort zone is important for enjoying your second home without added stress. Again, we can help advise on the different costs involved to help you reach an accurate figure. Number three is a tip more than a question. Understand local regulations. The French and Swiss Alps has their own set of regulations and property laws. Make sure you understand them. We also recommend to our clients having an informal conversation with a local notary prior to signing anything legal to avoid any surprises down the road. We have a wide network of experts that we are always happy to introduce our clients to. This not only smooths the purchase process, but provides peace of mind also. Question four, if you're not buying with cash, what are your finance options? While some buyers may pay in cash, many choose to finance their property through mortgages or other finance methods. Explore the available options and choose what aligns best with your financial strategy. And please don't just Google and call the first company that comes up. Working with a trusted mortgage provider who understands the purchase requirements of the country you are buying in is vital. A company who will hold your hand through the process. Again, do reach out to us. We can put you in touch with the right company for your needs. Next question. Should you seek professional guidance when purchasing your second home? Absolutely. Don't go it alone. Engage the services of a reputable real estate agent who specializes in Alpine properties. Ensure they have the knowledge that you need of the market, as this can help you find the right property and they can guide you through the purchase process. We at Alpine Property Investments have been helping clients to buy their dream property for 18 years and have gone through that process ourselves and know exactly how to guide you through that process. Next question. Do you want to rent out the property when not using it yourself? If you plan to rent out your property when you're not using it, research the rental market in your chosen area. Consider whether the property has good rental potential and can generate income to offset costs. Again, where you purchase will be a big factor here. So build this aspect into your thought and planning process. We support our clients in understanding the actual rental potential for the property they are planning to buy, as this really does help them come to the conclusion if that is the right property for them or not. This then leads into the next question. How will you travel to your property? Because accessibility is key. Will you drive, fly, or use the train? Proximity to airports, train stations, and major roads can significantly impact your convenience and enjoyment. So all needs to be thought through to provide you and your family with the options that are right for you. Then the next question is, when do you intend to visit your property? While skiing is undoubtedly a major draw, think about how you'll enjoy your property during the summer months. Alpine resorts offer so many outdoor activities, so make sure your property suits your year-round needs. And a question that is often overlooked: what are you hoping to get from the culture of where you plan to purchase? The Alpine regions are so rich in traditions and customs. Engage with the local community and immerse yourself in the unique Alpine lifestyle. It not only enhances your experience, but also really does add to the charm of your second home. And final question for today: do you plan to visit the resort prior to purchasing or take advantage of a remote visit? Since the pandemic, virtual visits have become very popular, particularly for those who know the resort or region they want to buy in. This saves on the time required to actually visit the resort, but also allows a decision to be made on putting in an offer or not more quickly. This can be particularly beneficial when you don't want to miss out on a property when it comes to the market or nab a particular property in a newly released project, but don't have the time to visit immediately. We now have many clients who have purchased a property, both existing and off plan, who do not visit until key handover. And there you have it. My top tips and questions for buying a second home in the French and Swiss Alps. Whether you're seeking the thrill of the slopes or the tranquility of mountain living, These tips will help you navigate the really exciting journey of becoming an Alpine property owner. Remember, each Alpine destination has its own attractions. So take your time, do your research, and enjoy the process of finding your perfect Alpine getaway. Next week, check out the Alpine Property Investments social media channels as Steve makes his first visit of the year to the Alps to explore the latest exciting launches of the 23-24 season, as well as catching up on some of the projects under construction. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Alpine Property Podcast. If you have any questions or would like more information, please feel free to reach out. Until next time, take care. Thanks for listening to the Alpine Property Podcast. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website, Alpine Property Investments, where you can also sign up for our regular email newsletter. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, we would love it if you would rate and review it, as this also allows the podcast to be shared more widely too. If you have any questions or comments, please do reach out to us via email. The details, along with our website, can be found in the show notes.